Blog Talk Radio.
But committed no crime and bad mistakes. I've made a few. I've had my share.
And welcome back to Life Lessons Radio. I'm your host, Rick Tokine. Thanks for joining us on America's favorite Life Lessons Radio show. We continue our month of hosting various artists and celebrities and authors, and we appreciate you guys always joining us here on Life Lessons Radio. This morning, we've got several guests scheduled. One includes Micah Stampley, who has completed a CD called One Voice, and when Micah calls in, we'll certainly appreciate talking to them and learning about that recording. Hey, over the weekend, I read an interesting article that I wanted to bring to everyone's attention called Lessons from New Orleans, How a Failing School System Was Dismantled After Katrina and Turned Itself Around. You know, the reason why I want to share this with you is because it goes to show you that sometimes when you wipe the slate completely clear, that the start over point is dramatic for a school system. And 5 years ago, less than a quarter of the children in New Orleans public schools scored at or above the basic level on state tests. Now nearly half do. Before Hurricane Katrina, more than 60% of the children attended failing schools, now only about 18% to. Education Secretary Arnie Duncan says the progress made by New Orleans school reform effort in the 6 years since Hurricane Katrina has been stunning, and that there are many reasons for optimism about a system that is overwhelmingly made up of poor and minority students, just the sort of place where optimism is in short supply. There are three important things to consider about the New Orleans experience. Many of the structural changes occurred because the hurricane essentially destroyed the old system, allowing the city to begin fresh. Charter schools, while a foundation of the system now, did not by themselves improve achievement. And finally, New Orleans has done the hard work of changing the school culture while embracing new instructional methods. The city has put in place a system for steadfastly ratcheting up school performance requirements. It has also been helped by state education reforms passed in recent years. Louisiana, which is historically ranked near the bottom nationally in student performance, mandated teacher evaluations that take student achievement into account. It also created an innovative system that evaluates teacher preparation programs based on how their graduates go on to improve students' work in important areas, including reading, math, and science, you know, the basics. By the time of the storm, the state and the city were fully intent on strengthening the teacher corps. With its schools empty now, New Orleans took the extraordinary step of laying off the entire teaching force, requiring basic skills tests for those who wished to return to their jobs. By some estimates, only about 20% of the original force returned to work. Secret there. Meanwhile, schools that had been failing for years came under the control of the Recovery School District, a state entity that opted out of collective bargaining agreements with teachers' unions. The district, which now oversees an overwhelming majority of the city's schools, streamlined the central bureaucracy and pushed money and policy authority down to the school building level. It also recruited new talent from around all of the United States, making New Orleans a magnet for young school leaders. Three quarters of the city schools are charter schools, which are given broad latitude to attack educational problems as long as they meet rigorous state improvement criteria. Charter schools around the country are often no better than traditional schools and are frequently worse. In New Orleans, they appear to be better on average than charters elsewhere. They generally have a longer school day, a longer school year than most schools. They spend a great deal of time teaching study and time management skills and plan each student's development. None of these attributes are particular to charters, but they have helped turn the schools around. New Orleans still has a long way to go, folks, but it can become universally a good school system. By bringing fresh ideas and strong instructional methods, it is showing that even a system with a long history of failure can improve. And sometimes it takes you to completely clear the slate and start over with a new system and then pre-qualify those individuals to come into the new system. That's our big lesson for the day, how a failing system can be dismantled after a catastrophe and can turn itself around. That's the way your life can be also. We look forward to our next life lesson show. We leave you with three of our favorite life lessons. Give freely, harm no one, and imagine more. And by all means, count your blessings today. Thanks.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At chumbacasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.